India's in the spotlight this week. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While the world is focused on climate change, one ministry is looking at the elements of spiritual change. And a new landing strip in the middle of nowhere leads to freedom. We'll unpack both of these stories today in the next couple of minutes. Despite push from human rights activists, President Obama and India's Prime Minister Modi did not focus on human rights issues of slavery earlier this week. The problem is India is notorious as a center for international human trafficking. The U.S. Department of State estimates that millions of women and children are victims of sex slavery. But some people are fighting back. Donna Glass of India Partners says they're working with several agencies to give women and children a way out.
We go in there with a team of very dedicated individuals who have a passion and compassion for helping these women and their children to find a different way to live their lives.
The problem begins with poverty. Daughters are sold by families or are tricked by traffickers to leave home.
They break their spirits through physical and mental, emotional abuse. They'll keep them hidden away until their spirits are completely broken and they feel like there's no recourse.
Over time, ministries work to establish relationships and trust with these women to offer them a way out. India Partners focuses on helping their children find a better future. They just dedicated a new safe house that will do just that for 20 girls. If you'd like to provide a child with a day of safety, we'll get you connected through links at our website. You can file this next story under the heading of help. If you ever had a broken arm, well, it's definitely no fun. But what if you had to hike a full day to just access the nearest hospital? That's what it's really like for people living in the remote villages of Papua, Indonesia. An airstrip for planes makes all the difference in this case. Mission Aviation Fellowship recently completed a successful test landing on the new airstrip in Tibal. Case Yansig with MAF explains what this means for Tibal and the 20 surrounding villages.
We'll fly teachers in, school materials, maybe some building supplies to build the school. And of course, the medical work can get quite a boost when the airplane is able to go in and out. A lot of them are pregnancy related. When a delivery is taking too long or is not going smooth, then we come and pick the woman up and bring her quickly to the hospital.
Missionaries have worked in the Tibal area since the 80s. But between the terrain of mountains and rainforests, outreach was pretty tough. Now, easier access also means that evangelists can reach more villages with the good news of Christ.
A lot of these areas we come to that have been very lightly exposed to the gospel. There's some basic knowledge, but very little application in daily life. So there's a lot of witchcraft still going on and a lot of fear for the spirits.
So in a way, this is really a road to freedom, but it doesn't come without help. You can find ways to get behind the ministry of MAF at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Our last story comes to us from Latvia, where Orphan Outreach has had a very fruitful ministry. Yet Dace Renzin knew there could be more.
We've been trying to meet them in their needs, to minister to them, to share the gospel. But most of all, we've always wanted to get the local church involved.
And that's exactly what's happening now as a result of years of dedicated prayer. The Latvian Alliance for Orphans. It has one purpose, to serve orphans and vulnerable children. And what started first with Orphan Sunday events in the capital of Riga has now spread across the country. Dace says that pastors, bishops, and even the country's president are supportive of what's happening. She says the hope is now to include Orphan Sunday on official church calendars across denominations.
You know, every orphanage would be adopted by a church with their presence, but with prayer support as well, so that every child would have somebody praying.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Islam, ISIS, the Caliphate, and terrorism. That's what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. But One Way invites you to join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, loving and lifting up representative nations in prayer. Let's ask with one voice that God would shatter the deception of Islam with the presence and truth of Christ. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.